adapt and we overcome. Keep the feast of St. Michael and all the angels. And it's no secret, I think, that pop spirituality is very much taken with angels. Sophie Burnham's The Book of Angels, for instance, sold over 750,000 copies. And I'm told that only alien abduction books are doing better. One social critic noted that as being modern men and women become more depressed about the material world, with its violent crime, income inequality, inadequate health care, global warming, the decline of the family, our view of the cosmos becomes more and more fantastic. Unfortunately, pop spirituality spreads a lot of misinformation about who the holy angels are and what their function in the grand scheme of things is. For instance, some people think that when we die, we go through some sort of energy transformation and become angels. This view is very popular, it's also very false. If we want the truth about angels, we simply look at the scripture, which gives us a very accurate picture of what the angels are and what the angels do. So we learn that unlike human creatures that are comprised both of matter and spirit, body and soul, angels are those creatures of God that are pure spirit. They are far more intelligent and far stronger than human beings. They are neither male nor female. They have no flesh and bones. They do not marry, nor do they reproduce, nor do they die. They seem to be organized into some sort of hierarchy which contains angels and cherubim and seraphim, principalities, powers, and so on. Scripture tells us that angels, like human beings, have free will, and like us, are capable of rebelling against God. Evil angels are called demons. Those who do the bidding of Satan is war against God. They deceive, they discourage human beings, and they use their powers over the forces of nature to inflict pestilence and disease. And the reality of the angels is woven all through Scripture. In the four Gospels alone, angels are mentioned about 30 times. We know that at every moment of his earthly life, our Lord is attended by angels. His birth at Bethlehem is heralded by angel choirs. In his temptation in the wilderness, angels minister to him. An angel comes to strengthen him during his agony in the garden. Angels are the first witnesses of the resurrection. So the best reason to believe in angels is the life and the teaching of Jesus. Now, we know the names of some of the angels. Three of them are Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael. Now, what do they do? St. Michael is mentioned in Scripture as the commander of the heavenly army, the great prince leading the church into battle against Satan and his forces. Gabriel is God's messenger. Gabriel came to Our Lady bringing the good news that she would conceive and bear a son to be the Savior of the world. Saint Raphael is shown in Scripture as God's healer, responding to the prayers of God's people when they cry for help in their distress. Now, all well and good facts. But what difference do the angels make in our lives? And this, at least, I think. We venerate Michael, Gabriel, and Raphael, indeed all of the holy angels, because their vocations are examples to us in our lives as Christians. Take St. Michael, who is the guardian of the church. And that is our vocation as well. We guard the material well-being of the church when we give of our time and talent and treasure. We guard the honor of the church by understanding what she teaches. The church is our mother, and when she is attacked, we should be ready to defend her, as we would our earthly mothers. And that's why ongoing Christian education is so important, so that we can give a reason for the hope that is in us. We guard the holiness of the church by leading lives which are pleasing in God's sight. And that means prayer, and fasting, and repentance, and reading of Scripture, keeping the laws of the church, so that God can transform us into the image of His Son. So let us, like Michael, guard the church. Gabriel's vocation is to be a messenger and herald of God. Guess what? That's ours as well. There are many, many people who don't know who Jesus is. They don't know what He's about. And how do they receive the truth of that gospel message except someone tell them? Unless an angel comes to them. And who are those messengers? Well, according to Jesus, they're us. Go into all the world, He says, and preach the gospel to every creature. It is our task to proclaim Jesus to every person with whom we come in contact, our boss, our shop clerk, our families, our spouses, and our children. Not by preaching at them, but by example of life, by the right word at the right time. You know, it always intrigues me that we're so ready to recommend a book or a movie or a restaurant. How very seldom we recommend Jesus. So let us, like Gabriel, be messengers. And then Raphael, whose vocation is to be a healer. And that's our vocation as well. You know, we live in a world whose frame is fractured, whose fabric is torn. Nations divide against nation, race against race, rich against poor, husband against wife, child against parent, and on, read any newspaper. And it's the vocation of Christ's followers to be the healers and the reconcilers in the world, to turn the other cheek, to forgive, to spread the sweet balm of the Prince of Peace, and to see past outward appearances to love everyone, even the unlovable, as the creations of God they are. So let us, like Raphael, be healers. Now we would do well always to remember the angels at all times. Let us begin today. When you say to our Father in a few moments, consider how our Father in heaven is attended by all the angels and the heavenly hosts. When in a moment you stand and recite the creed and profess your belief in everything that is visible and invisible, think of all the thousands of angels hid from your eyes. There is an entire universe just at the tip of my finger. When you stand to praise God in song, recall that you are joining your voice with all of those angels who praise Him without ceasing. And when you kneel quietly and pray for yourself or for another, remember that there are countless legions of angels who carry your prayers to heaven. And be mindful that it is the angels who carry God's blessings back to you. So this day and every day, let us remember the angels. Pray that they may remember us. Holy Michael, Gabriel, Raphael, angels, cherubim, thrones, dominions, principalities, powers, and all the company of heaven, protect and defend us in this earthly life, that we may at length merit eternal life in heaven. And now, in the words of the Nicene Creed, let us stand and affirm the faith and come down to us.